In today's gospel, Christ gives us the attitudes of heart that should govern our lives. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Some years ago now, there was a movie called Beaches. I saw it again on one of the classic movie channels not long ago. It tells the story of these two women who are lifelong friends. It starts when they're just little girls, continues through many, many years. Even though they live at a distance from each other, they don't see each other that often. They stay in touch and just lifelong friends. But the strange thing is that they're just so different. I mean, the fact that they're friends is already kind of a strange thing. One of them is very outgoing, kind of a flake. She becomes a big personality, a big singing star. The other one, very quiet, shy, retiring, becomes a homemaker. But friends throughout life. The homemaker in the movie becomes terminally ill, and her friend comes to be with her toward the end. She's with her when she dies. And then the singing star, in her memory, writes a song, and she performs at a big concert. And the song in the movie became a great hit, big hit, on our own movie charts for Bette Midler. You might remember the song, "The Wind Beneath My Wings." Lyric goes like this: "It must have been cold there in my shadow. The sun never shone upon your face. You were content to let me shine. You always walked a step behind. But did you ever know that you're my hero? And everything I would want to be? For if I can fly higher than an eagle, you are the wind beneath my wings. If I can fly higher than an eagle, you are the wind beneath my wings." Beautiful song, beautiful thought. I share it with you today because I think that's what all three readings encourage us to be: the wind beneath someone else's wings. Because all three readings today invite us to be humble people. Now, humility is oftentimes misunderstood, I think, in our society. We think of a humble person as somebody who's always beating their breast, "Oh, I'm not good enough. Oh, you know, no, I'm poor me." That's not what humility is. Humility, I think, is being selfless enough to want other people to succeed. Humility is wanting other people to rise as high as they can rise, to soar as high as they can soar with your help, with our help, even when they're going to fly higher than we do. That's what humility is. being selfless enough to want other people to succeed, even when they succeed more than we do. That's a hard lesson for our society to hear, because in our society, isn't it true that we're always in competition with one another? We're kind of taught in many different ways. If you're not number one, something's wrong. You know, that's what you have to strive for. Be number one, at least in your own group. The smartest, the prettiest, the most athletic, the most successful. Make the most money. And if you don't do that, something's wrong. You know, you're not really a big success. Well, that's not the way it is in the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God teaches us concern and compassion and love for each other. Being the wind between each other's wings. That's the kingdom of God. You know, just think about it for a minute this morning. Isn't it true that every one of us here has somebody that God has given us who's the wind beneath our wings? If we're honest, we know we fly, we soar because somebody's supporting us in one way or another. Maybe many people. And in the same way, we're supposed to support each other. We're supposed to be humble enough to want other people to succeed. Our wives, our husbands, our spouses, our children, our friends. We want them to grow and soar and succeed with our help, even when they're going to surpass us. That's what real humility is. There's a beautiful example of that in the Old Testament, in the relationship between King David and his friend Jonathan. Now, Jonathan was the son of King Saul, the first of the kings of the Israelite people. And as his son, Jonathan would have normally have become the king after him. But David becomes the people's favorite. He kills Goliath. He goes out and leads the armies to all kinds of victories. So the people are just in love with David. Saul himself becomes jealous of David to the point of wanting to kill him. But Jonathan intercedes. Jonathan is David's friend. Jonathan intercedes with his father and patches things up. And when David becomes king, Jonathan is happy for him. The wind beneath David's wings. Of course, the ultimate example of that is Christ himself, isn't it? Remember that wonderful hymn, ancient hymn from the letter to the Philippians that St. Paul writes? Though he was in the form of God, Christ, in the form of God, he did not deem equality with God something to be grasped at. Rather, he emptied himself out, took the form of a slave, and humbled himself to die on the cross. Jesus becomes human so we can become divine. He shares our life so we could share his life. The ultimate wind beneath our wings, Jesus, so we can one day soar to heaven. Beautiful example of all that. Recently, well, I don't know how recent it was, probably several years ago now. You might have seen it on one of the human interest stories. It took place out in California at one of the Special Olympics. It was the finals of the 50-yard dash. There were the 7 or 8 Special Olympians lined up there ready to go, you know, and they're all charged up, ready to go. And the gun sounds, they go off down the track as best they can. About halfway through the race, one little boy falls down. He falls and he starts to cry. And all of a sudden something beautiful happens. All the others stop. They all stop and they turn around and look at him. And then, and maybe this is why they're special, they all go back, pick him up, and they all cross the finish line together. They all crossed the finish line together. They were the wind beneath his wings. That's what we're supposed to be for one another. That's what humility means, that sort of thing. You know what I think would be wonderful? On the day before, the day that you and I stand before Christ, somebody will be standing at our side. They'll look at us and they'll say, "Thank you. Thank you. Thank God for you." Then they'll turn to God and say, "He or she was the wind beneath my wings." God will look at us and say, "That's what I wanted you to be. Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter the kingdom of my Father." May God bless you.